This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
In the land of Oz.
Yeah, yeah. So what's new in the world of Dr. Shealy?
Well, not very much, really. I'm somewhat irritated and bored by the conflicting nonsense that occurs. I would say 98% of the mainline media is absolute conflicting news.
I've got to. I absolutely, positively have to agree with you. And even the guy who is sitting at the center of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue conflicts himself. I'm talking about the president. He said, "We're going to lock."
And the worst that he's got is that guy Fauci, whom I consider the most evil empire in the world.
Even greater than Bill Gates.
Well, he's part of Bill Gates.
Yeah.
He's part of the Bill Gates nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's being kind.
Yeah. Well, I've got to agree with you that, you know, when we look at what President Trump has said, he said we were going to lock down the country. And then he said he's in charge. And then Governor Cuomo said, well, no, actually, we have a constitution. And then the president backed down. And he said, I'll tell you what, y'all are in charge. You guys do whatever you want, meaning the governors do whatever you want. And so what I think he's done is absolved himself from any blame for anything that goes wrong by saying, you guys do what you want. You guys seem to think you know best. Go ahead. You do it. And then the president doesn't get any blame for anything because it's been ridiculous. We are probably the an intergalactic laughingstock as to the decisions that are coming from government. Number one, we had all kinds of people spouting off their opinions in the early days of the corona panic. And then the president said, no, you're going to have to listen to this guy over here, Mike Pence. He's actually going to be the guy who through whom all information is filtered and disseminated to the United States and the world. And then that's the last time we ever saw Mike Pence.
I am offended by the mainline media calling that the Fauci America's doctor. That is the greatest insult of all.
Well, is he an MD? And the answer is, I don't think so.
Well, it doesn't matter. A doctor is doctor is doctor. Stupid.
Well, I mean, there's PhDs and there's MDs and there's DOs and there's DDSs, yeah. Right?
Well, this guy is just nothing in my opinion, but I can't say on the radio what I really think.
Yeah. Dan in Texas, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Wanted to touch bases with you in regards to some of the health concerns that are going on right now. Do you recommend people wearing masks out in public?
Well, if you're going to really get close to people, yes. But I have not worn one, and I've been to the grocery store twice, and I would say 25% of people are wearing them, and I try to stay at least 6 feet away from people. I think if you stay 6 feet away, I'm not sure a mask makes any difference. I'm not opposed to it if you want to do it. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I've noticed it's weird trying to smile at people as you walk by while I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah, you probably don't get much of a reaction, do you?
But
I've got a question for Dr. Shealy based on what you said, Dan. So, Dr. Shealy, what is it about the, well, it's 6 feet, now it's 13 feet, now it's 27 feet. What happens to the virus in that distance? Does it...
Does the fluorescent lights deactivate it?
Is it the sun?
If you breathe out, your breath isn't going to go, you know, 180 degrees straight forward.
Uh-huh.
It's going to fall to the floor.
Uh-huh.
In other words, you have to cough pretty violently for it to reach 6 feet. But just breathing, if I breathe out, within 3 feet, anything I breathe out is on the floor.
Okay, Dan, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, my wife and I like to do walking at night, and, yeah, we have our flashlight, and we have our little device in case someone starts coming at us that's not to our liking. But yesterday we had my stepson walk with us, and he has a nice little cough to scare people away. We think it's kind of funny, but it deters even those people that are up to no good.
I've got a comment about that.
That's smart, yes.
Dr. Shealy, I don't think you got a chance to see Mike Ma at one of our expos, one of our early expos in Springfield, Missouri. And Mike Ma decided, and it was wall-to-wall. There were about 6,000 people. It was shoulder-to-shoulder. It was really jam-packed. You couldn't turn in any direction and take a step without bumping into someone. So I was really, and I'm trying to depict how tightly packed this expo we had was. Mike Ma decided he wanted to teach people, what do you do in a situation that you're describing, Dan, if someone's coming toward you and you want them to stay away and not attack you? So what he did was he walked into the center, kind of, and got himself in the middle of this crowd, and he started choking and coughing. He literally, and Mike Ma is a couple years older than I am. And he's a grandfatherly type guy. And he started coughing and choking, and he was reaching out, kind of like the Statue of Liberty. The impression was he was begging for help. But he didn't use words. He just made these sounds like he was in serious respiratory and gastrointestinal difficulty. So he was reaching out, and he was rotating very slowly around the circle, so everybody got a full frontal view of him. And everybody backed up. Everybody. He cleared a space probably 25 feet all around him as he just... And he never said, y'all back up now. He didn't do anything like that. He just started coughing and choking. And I happened to have the PA microphone, the overhead microphone, in my sports coat. Pocket. And I had to say, hey, people were dialing 911. They were calling for an ambulance for Mike Ma because they didn't know what to do. So literally, he demonstrated what you do if you are about to be attacked and you are overwhelmed by a number of people. And it absolutely positively worked. Now, he didn't say, y'all pay attention and watch what I'm going to do. He just did. And then he said, y'all saw that, right? So that's what he did. Dr. Shealy, had you heard about that?
Yeah. And that is obviously emphasizes the kind of thing I'm talking about. You don't, you know, you stay away from coughing, but I don't think you need to stay more than a few feet away from, I mean, I try 6 feet, but you can't always do 6 feet.
Right. Dan, had you heard that story before?
I remember hearing with Mike Ma that you had mentioned, I don't know how many months ago, but it's just kind of interesting how just when you cough, people start walking the other way.
Well, now they do. For sure they do now. You know, I've listened when I was in seminar rooms, you know, listening to the speaker, and you want to hear what the speaker has to say most of the time. And I would pay attention to the background sounds. And, you know, people would cough, but no one really paid attention to it. Now everybody pays attention to a cough. because it could be the cough of death, right?
Yes. Dr. Shealy, I'm in, almost halfway through your wonderful food remedies source book. I think it's like over 450 pages, so some really good information in that for people that are interested while they're at home to read a book. That's probably one of the better ones I've seen in the read in the last few years. But looking at some of these things that I'm growing at home, I also wanted to ask your comments in regards to ozone, water, zinc, and ascorbic acid.
Well, zinc is essential all the time, about 20 milligrams a day of some kind of zinc. And ozone, I don't know that the water is that great, but breathing it is wonderful, and it can be given intravenously, and you can actually put ozone around wounds and heal things on the skin, et cetera. And IV is wonderful.
So with this corona pandemic, do you recommend those that I just mentioned? Because I think this food remedy source book has a lot of good things that will help build your immune system, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, in general, antioxidants. Antioxidants are what you need. And, of course, you know, depends on what food and how many ORACs. That's how you measure the antioxidants. But you need a minimum of 5,000 ORACs a day. And I start my day with 20,000 ORACs in a flush.
Okay. A natural hand sanitizer that we can make at home, do you have any recommendations?
Well, of course, plain old soap is the best. And after that, I would say rubbing alcohol.
Okay. And then PMF, can you explain how that might help with
Oh, yes. Pulsed electromagnetic frequency. In a healthy situation, every cell has a minus 70 millivolt charge on it. That's a cell at rest, not needing to do anything. When it's disturbed, for whatever reason, whether it's from any lack of antioxidants or whatever, it might go down to minus 50. Then that cell becomes hyperactive, and it can cause whatever is wrong with that group of cells to go crazy. The PMF establishes or helps to reestablish the minus 70 millivolt charge in every cell in your body. Therefore, it is a general health enhancer, a general immune enhancer. It is the greatest thing in the world when you get the right PMF. For depression and anxiety, but also for local pain.
Okay. And a lot of these things you had mentioned, they're all on your website?
Yes. The Gamma Pimp is my favorite. You know, I like electrotherapy. I've been working with electrotherapists for well over 60 years, and this is my favorite of all time. Is a Gamma PEMF device.
Okay.
Dan, I've got a question for you. Now, you're talking about Dr. Shealy's book. I believe you were talking about the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies. Is that correct? Danny, still with us? Something happened to the connection with Dan. Dan, if you'd like to stay with us for the break, that'd be fine. We'll be right back.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunnybay.com. sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dan in Texas has called in. Dan, when you mentioned the book that is about 450 pages, were you talking about Dr. Shealy's book, The Illustrated Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Class, if you'd like to buy one, they're available right now on eBay. You won't believe how little you can buy one for. Yeah, I mean, you will be shocked. I have three of them in the studio, and what I've done is I've bought them for friends, and you will be most impressed. And I've said this, if you're only going to buy one book for your entire life, that's the book to buy. Dan, does that sound reasonable, or does that sound like an embellishment?
I was surprised a few weeks ago when you said the price, and I bought the book, and then I'm looking on his website for $15.95. It should be $59.55. It's just amazing for how many pages, and the colors of each page is just amazing for $15.95. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and this could be referred to as a coffee table book, you know, one that you'd be proud to show people who come and sit around your, you know, your living room, Richard, if we ever do that again. I think it's a fabulous book. And it has healing remedies, and the title of it is The Illustrated Encyclopedia of Natural Remedies. And The Illustrated Encyclopedia of Healing Remedies by C. Norman Shealy. And it's available in hardcover and softcover. And it's about 500 pages. Dan, is there anything else we can help you with?
It's been been a few weeks since I called in. Now that I'm staying at home a lot more, I had last talked to you about proof that microwaves are bad, and I'm amazed at how bad Google is trying to hide. I mean, they have maybe that first page of Google explaining that microwaves today are actually good. I'm sure you have to probably go to the second, third, fourth pages, but is there any research out there that you would recommend? Because it seems how they've just piled on all this crap saying that microwaves are still good for you. I'm trying to prove to my wife that, no, you need to stay away. Speaking of 6 feet away, I would say maybe 10 feet away.
Well, they are good.
I wouldn't even like to be, I don't know how far they go, but I don't own one, never have, and never will. They literally destroy amino acids. And, the one thing we literally need more than everything else is amino acids.
Dan, here's one way of looking at, you know, how they're good. They're good at determining how fast you're going. If a police car has either forward or rear-looking radar, they can tell how fast you're going. They give you a ticket pretty quickly. It's pretty good for that. It's pretty good for determining if enemy aircraft are entering our airspace. Pretty good for that. So the military's got a bunch of reasons, you know, that are positive for microwaves. You can send data over microwaves. I've built microwave towers, small ones, maybe 50 feet in the air, that kind of a thing. And sent microwave data transmissions from one building to another. That's relatively common. I did that back probably around, 20 years ago. And but there's a lot of discussion about the dangers of microwaves, and we've had broadcasts right here at USA Prepares where we've talked about a student who lived in a dormitory, and everything was great. And then they put a microwave dish antenna right on the wall outside the window of this dormitory room, and the student got cancer within a year or so. We've talked about that. And here's the thing. A microwave transmission is not a laser. You know, laser can be focused to a very small area, almost like a dot. Whereas microwaves, not quite like that. And the proof of that is the cell frequencies that are microwave frequencies. The proof that it is not as precise as a laser is you can walk around your house with a cell phone and you can still get transmission and reception. You can be in your car going 60 plus miles an hour and still get microwave transmission and reception. So the problem is it's everywhere. And we can't get a foothold to stop this. Please hang on if you'd like. We'll talk more about this.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many governors are arguing with the administration about whether there's enough testing for coronavirus available. The administration says it's up to governors to make it happen. But the governors say the testing isn't available. Vice President Mike Pence fighting back against those claims, saying yesterday morning,
if states around the country will activate all of the laboratories that are available in their states, we could more than double that overnight.
Pence was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Meanwhile, you can expect more protests against coronavirus shelter-in-place orders this week. Demonstrations have been gaining momentum in recent days, with a lot of people taking to the streets in at least 20 major cities, calling on state governors to end the orders in place to stop the spread of the coronavirus. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
I'd like to apologize to all those who are expecting calls from me. I have been unable to make calls from the farm, absolutely overwhelmed with the corona panic. Getting supplies, repairing equipment, trying to source parts to keep the farm afloat, and of course selling 70% of our herd because we're unable to feed them. So we have been, all oars are in the water here at the farm, trying to just keep this farm afloat. Dan, you mentioned 5G, and there have been a number of people in the media talking about 5G and it delivering the coronavirus. Now, we know that that's not true, but we do know that that these microwave frequencies damage the body so that people are more susceptible to the coronavirus. Dr. Shuey, could you address that, please?
Yeah, well, it's part of the whole thing, including microwaves. Microwaves are not healthy. They destroy your immune system. They destroy even the minerals in normal vegetables are converted into carcinogenic agents. So 5G is the ultimate to date in potential damage. 3G is not the greatest, but 5G is, well, unacceptable.
Dr. Shuey, is it because what the microwave frequencies do is wiggle in between the molecules of the food and rub them together and cause so much friction that it destroys them? Is that what it does?
It literally destroys them. And of course, remember, human DNA is 52 to 78 billion cycles a second at a billionth of a watt. But anytime you get those billionths of things and start increasing it to, you know, 10 billionths of a watt instead of a billionth of a watt, it's actually not useful.
I just thought of an analogy, Dr. Shuey. So, class, when you're cold and you rub your hands together, you cause friction and you warm up your hands, okay? So the microwaves do the same thing to the food in your microwave oven. And radar does the same thing to you if you are in the path of radar. And so I was thinking, what else would be an example of that kind of friction, but at a greater rate? And that would be a drag race. And so you've got two cars lined up with a light, red, yellow, green. And when you get to green, both drivers launch their vehicles and head down a quarter of a mile. But when they pop the clutch, the tires start spinning. And the friction that's generated by those spinning tires as that car launches from the starting line, smoke comes out. So the tires turn to heat, little bits of rubber. They dig a hole in the pavement, smoke comes out, and the tire, the surface of the tire that has been spinning, has been turned into little bits of rubber, smoke, and heat. So that's an example of what friction can do to a tire. As a matter of fact, some race cars, the fastest ones on the track, if you will, get one use out of the rear tires, one. Because after that, they're destroyed. So I just wanted to give you that analogy. I'm sure you've seen drag racing either in person or on the internet or videos, and the smoke coming out from the tires. That used to be the tire, that smoke. And what you can't see is little bits of rubber that went flying everywhere. Dr. Shuey, does that sound like a reasonable
example? Right, you know, it's like boiling. You know, rubbing your hands together, they don't boil. Mm-hmm. You don't stick them into boiling water.
Right. But you drop that hot dog on your skin after it's been in the microwave oven, you can burn yourself with it.
Better in your skin than in your mouth.
Dan, any comments from you? Obviously, you've been working with microwaves.
Just changing subjects in regards to, I guess you do have extra time on your hand because you've recommended some wonderful shows, The Walking Dead, The Survivors, Jericho. Do you have any other recommendations? Any ones on microwave TVs?
a good point. By the way, you've seen all of those?
Yes.
Okay. When you watched Survivors, there were two. There was one that was around 1975-76. And then there was another one, I think, around the, maybe 2006. Did you see both of those?
No, I'll watch the 2006, because I had to, I guess it's online now, the old one, but I bought it through, Amazon or
okay.
eBay,
all right,
something like that.
The original one, the 1975-76 is better, in my opinion. Gives you more of an understanding about the social collapse. And when I referred to the corona panic, it was what happens when the coronavirus is somewhat understood by people. They'll panic and buy all kinds of things, and the reactions ultimately will disable and damage the supply chain. And that's what I meant by the corona panic. And that's what we're seeing right now. It's very difficult to get some car parts. It's very difficult to get some electrical items. It's certainly difficult to get masks and supplies that are used by the medical profession right now. So the supply chain is damaged. Truckers are unwelcome in many places that they used to be welcome, you know, in the good old days a couple months ago when we realized how important truckers were to the fabric of society. And but in terms of microwaves, I can tell you this. Many years ago, one of our instructors, Bert Bertonis, he's a radio frequency engineer in California. He's a patent holder. He's a really bright guy. And I've known him for a long time. I mean, decades. Many decades. And so he went up on a mountaintop in Silicon Valley, California, with some RF test equipment. And he wanted to measure microwave frequencies and during the day and see if there was a floor, meaning is there a underlying level of microwave frequencies. And what he found back in the 80s was there was a peak around breakfast time, lunch time, and dinner time. And then years later he measured the same frequencies, and he noticed that there really was no peak. It was all the levels of microwave energy had risen. And originally it was thought in the 1980s that the breakfast, lunch, and dinner time peaks were because people were using their microwave ovens, and the sum of all escaped microwave radiation was what he was measuring. And that's what it was. Well, later it became the cell phones, it became the microwave ovens, and microwave ovens were more common, and they were used any old time, not just breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we have raised the bar and the amount of microwave radiation that's in the planet or on the planet or surrounding the planet has greatly increased. And, of course, you've got these smart meters, you've got the cell phones, you've got the cell phone towers, you've got the microwave ovens, you've got the police radar, you've got the airports with their radar systems, you've got the military, and then you have all the other small business microwave, we'll call it point-to-point transmissions. So there's a whole, and then you've got satellites. So it's everywhere, everywhere. So here's really the question, Dr. Shealy. What can we do? Can we get away from it?
Well, we can't, but you can do the best and not aggravate it by having it. There are 27,100 references to microwave dangers on Google Scholar.
Hey, Dr. Shealy, instead of your book, Who Killed Common Sense, can you say, Who Microwaved Common Sense?
Well, actually, interestingly, my next book is Restoring Common Sense. It just went off to the publisher 10 days ago. I'm waiting to hear from them.
Look forward to it. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Dan. What an interesting guy. It's great to hear from Dan in Texas. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. So, Dr. Shealy, the 5G and microwave frequencies that damage our bodies, can we prove that that is why the coronavirus is taking hold? Is there a way we can prove that?
Interestingly, just for 5G risk, there are 38,000 references on Google, and there's no question that 5G is bad for you. But proving that it somehow is involved with the coronavirus is going to be the most difficult of all. Every single bit of information that's come out on that has been conflicted one way or another.
So, in your gut, what does your gut tell you, if I may ask, about...
My gut tells me that 5G is bad and the coronavirus is bad, and the government throughout the world has mismanaged it.
I absolutely agree with you. From my perspective, I absolutely agree with what you just said. Okay, so, Dr. Shealy, in our homes, we are not immune from microwave radiation because probably somebody in the house has a cell phone, and probably there is Wi-Fi in the home, and that's us doing it to ourselves. Now, if we have electricity, you know, we're pretty darn sure that the electric utility company has put a smart meter on our phone on our home, and even if they didn't, they put one on our neighbor's home. And our neighbors is blasting us with electromagnetic radiation, microwaves. So their smart meters, our smart meter, Wi-Fi, cell phones, the cell phone towers that transmit 360 degrees around the tower, plus the overhead satellite transmissions that Elon Musk is really excited about, putting more satellites so we're covered not only 360 degrees on the surface, we're covered from above with his satellites communicating downward. And then we have the transmission of the power lines, which are everywhere. We have the wires in our homes, and we have our computers and our televisions. It's unending. And we have done 100% of this to ourselves. We've done this. We've allowed this.
And how about this? Medical analytics. COVID-19 vaccine will take 5.2 years to develop with a 5% chance of success. How good is that?
Well, it sounds like it's a risk that is beyond unreasonable to take. Beyond unreasonable.
Exactly.
When we come back, Doctor.
I prefer to die to getting a vaccine from anybody these days.
When we come back, would it be all right if we discussed Bill Gates and his equation to drive CO2 to zero and what that really means? Let's discuss that. And what it takes to drive CO2 down to zero. You won't believe it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. And if you'd like to get your vitamins, minerals, supplements, and peruse his offerings, you can do it right at NormShealy.com. Dr. Shealy, Bill Gates put forth an equation, and it's very simple, and it relates to carbon dioxide. And what the equation is, and I'll define the elements of this equation, P times S times E times C equals carbon dioxide. P stands for the number of people in the world, times S, the services consumed per person, times E, the energy consumed per service, times C, the carbon dioxide produced per unit energy, equals total global carbon dioxide production. Seems somewhat reasonable on the surface. And he says he'd like to get it CO2 down to zero. Now, if we get carbon dioxide down to zero, thinking back to maybe seventh grade in elementary school, that maybe even sixth grade, maybe even fourth grade, that if we get carbon dioxide down to zero, life stops. Isn't that right, Dr. Shealy?
Well, you know, the average tree consumes 2 tons of carbon dioxide a year. So, you know, we only need roughly 13 billion trees around the planet to absorb the extra carbon dioxide produced by people.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a normal part of our respiration, we consume air through our lungs, maybe even through our skin, and we exhale. That air contains about roughly somewhere around 20% oxygen, and it's been going down over time. But I learned it was 21% when I was in elementary school back in the 1950s. But we inhale air, remove some of the oxygen, exhale the air with an increased amount of carbon dioxide. Now, the plants are in balance with us, and they need the carbon dioxide. And they take carbon dioxide and convert it into oxygen. So it's a great relationship we have with plants. They need us, we need them. And it should be in balance. And when it's in balance, everything works really well. But if we get rid of carbon dioxide, which Bill Gates is advocating, we are going to kill all the plants. And if we kill all the plants, we're going to have a real tough time making oxygen. Isn't that right?
Yes.
So the equation P times S times E times C equals CO2, carbon dioxide, meaning the number of people in the world, P, the services consumed per person, times the energy consumed per service, times the carbon dioxide produced per unit of energy, equaling total CO2. If we remove people, it looks like the plants are going to have a tough time. If we remove the plants, the people are going to have a tough time. So it really doesn't seem like this equation makes a lot of sense when you look at it from a realistic perspective.
I would say that makes even less sense than Microsoft, which is a bunch of crap.
Well, you got to hand it to Bill Gates. I mean, he did something that I don't think anyone has ever done before. He's taken a defective product, Microsoft Windows.
And made himself a billionaire.
Yeah, and he's done it in a very clever way. He would let you use it, but you didn't own it, but you paid for it. You could use it, but it wasn't yours, it was theirs. And it was defective from the beginning, and to get it to work better, you had to buy another version of something that you could just use but not own. So he is really twisted the way I would like it to be. I would not want to pay for something that I didn't own. I wouldn't want to buy a defective product and have to replace it with another product that was even more defective. And not only did he do that, but he was in bed, I believe, and I cannot prove this, with the processor manufacturers such as Intel, so that every time he came out with a new version to replace a previously defective version of Windows, you needed a newer processor with more horsepower. So that you bought not only a new version of Windows, but you bought a new computer or a new processor or more memory or a bigger hard drive to accommodate the ever more bloated operating system that was even more defective than the one you replaced. Because I got to tell you, I had a computer running Windows in the early days. It's like 25 megahertz, and you know that thing worked? It really worked. But now you've got to have one that's not 25 megahertz, not 1,000 megahertz, but like 3,000 megahertz just to get by. That's what Bill Gates has done. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. And if you'd like to ask us questions, we'll pay for the call. Please give us a call and ask Norm Shealy your medical questions. 866-582-9933.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.